Hello, I'm David Kane, and welcome to Kane & Company here on the CBT Automotive Network. Today, we're actually going to talk about opening the call when you have received an internet request from a customer online. What's really important as you go into this concept is to understand the better you are prepared when you reach out to the customer, the better the conversation is going to go. We call it controlling yourself so that you can control the call. So things to understand before you dial. A lot of people are totally against scripting. And I learned this a long time ago that everybody ends up using a script, but we might as well use one that works. So write your own, but drive it by some of these guiding principles. So how are you going to open the call? So to me, the opening the call is much like that opportunity to build the first impression. We all know how important that is. But the equivalent to me in the internet space is the opening is much like a subject line in an email. So with texting, we've learned that we don't have to do all the opening and do all the niceties, so to speak. But with email, we're kind of burdened by that. Well, we've got to do it just more formally. With a phone call, I think it's a lot like a text message. We can pretty much start with a good opening and then get right to it. So examples of that would be, hello, Chris. I'm calling because you were on the internet and you were looking for a 2017 Subaru Forester. And I wanted to go ahead and give you a call and share with you the information you were hoping to achieve. And when we're in a position to where we can immediately come out with that, it makes all the difference in the world. Some of the stumbling blocks that we hear when we listen to outbound telephone calls to customers are some of the common flaws that we run into, which is, hello, Chris, how are you doing today? And Chris immediately is like, I don't know what I should say. I don't recognize the voice. I didn't recognize the phone number, so I might just clam up. So you want to put yourself in a position where when you first reach out to the customer, if you can immediately orient them so that they're receptive to what your approach is going to be. So depending on the situation, it could be, hi, Chris, my name is David Kane, and I'm calling because you were on the Kane Ford website, and you were looking for information about a 2013 Ford Mustang. I just wanted to call you real quick so that I could share the information you were looking for. So regardless of the situation, we can start out with an orientation to who we are so they immediately have a name. And when we get into why the call is being made in the first place, the customer will go ahead and accept it. So the next area I want to touch on is how to build some rapport. So a lot of times people are afraid to do this. We're driven by the script that basically says, we want to call them up and say, hi, how are you doing? When can you come in? And we're hitting that so hard that the customers don't know us and they haven't spent time with us. And what we've got to do is to warm up to them and build a small relationship. We're not looking to build something deep and meaningful here, although that would be preferred over time. But they're a stranger, you're a stranger to them. We want to maybe throw out something like, what brought you into the market for a car? Or who's the vehicle for? Is this for you or is this perhaps for someone else? And by just doing some of those small orientation rapport builders, we're able to now build on it. We can share our own enthusiasm for the product that they were interested in. Oh, you're interested in the pickup truck. I love trucks, and I've got one myself. Do you pull a boat? Do you pull a trailer? Do you work with it? Those kind of little rapport builders make all the difference in the world. The next area that you want to talk about is, what are you going to say to inspire them to a point? And this is probably the biggest miss that we see is, a lot of people are afraid to describe what the appointment will look like before they ask for it. So, some strategies that work. So, what I'd love to do is to invite you into the dealership so you can see the car in person. Here's how it works. When you come in, We're going to have the vehicle that we've talked about pulled up and ready for you. In fact, I've got a mirror dangler and I'm going to put that right on the car. When you arrive, I'll present it to you and I'll make sure that you understand how everything works, and we'll give you a quick walk around, and then we'll go out and we'll have some fun. We'll take it on a joyride, if you will. And I'm going to let you spend time in the driver's seat so that you can get acclimated. It will take it through twists and turns, over bumps, and let you put it through the paces that you normally would. We'll let you get up to speed on a highway or through some traffic so you can acclimate to the vehicle. When you come back, first thing we'll do is we'll provide you your best internet price. And if you're trading in a vehicle, we'll give you the top value for your trade-in. And then we'll go over all the financing details so that you can make sure it fits in your price range. If everything works to your satisfaction, we'll get it all cleaned up and let you take it home with you that night. Or we'll just package everything up and you can take that information home with you and decide what you want to do next. Does that sound like a process that would work for you? And by making it their idea and letting them soak in on the process that you described, you really can hone your craft and get them to want to be there, as opposed to coming right out and saying, "We got the car, when can you come in?" and then starting to get into that tug of war. So once we get agreement, and I'm not going to kid you, it doesn't happen overnight unless you've perfected your craft and worked on it over and over. But the more excited you are about the visit, the more enthusiastic they are about it as well. Comparing the two, if I can describe a wonderful experience versus just come in, customers got the movie in their mind of what their last experience was. I want to pull that movie out and I want to put a new one in their brain so that they realize I really am different. I'm going to give them a best value for their trade-in, a very competitive price, all the paperwork, and I'm going to be ready for them and I'm going to be paying real close attention to what their needs are. So that's how that works, and ultimately, if we do a great job, then we can make sure that we're prepared to overcome any objections that they've got. At the end of that description, they might not necessarily bite on it. They might say, "Oh, that sounds like a great idea, but I want to talk to you about price, or I want to talk to you about the trade-in, or whatever the variable is." Ultimately, if we do a really great job with describing that, many of them are literally going to say, "Sure, I will come in," and we then will do the, "Were you thinking this afternoon or perhaps this evening? I've got times available," and so on and so forth. So y'all know that routine, so I really want to stick to the phonics of being prepared before you call. So objections that you know you're going to run into, they'll ask about the price. They're going to ask about the trade-in. They're going to ask about financing. What I've found is it's important to be able to say to them, "I can help you with that right away," or, "You sound just like me. I don't like to go and visit someplace unless I'm fully prepared." So showing some empathy to the customer makes all the difference in the world. So being a professional, and I know that's why you're watching this show, is so that you can hone your craft and become more and more professional. Think about what you're going to do to be prepared before you pick up the phone and dial that number. Bring your very best yourself to the call, and I promise customers are going to buy in. Well, thanks a lot for joining me today. I just wanted to bring you that important tip. And if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me by email to david@caneautomotive.com or send me a text to 859-533-2626. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what you're thinking, and we'll cover it in a future show. So I look forward to seeing you next time here on Kane & Company. I'm David Kane, and we'll see you again.